Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol Jean.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Oh, headline. Most Americans have little to no savings. And nearly half are falling deeper into debt because of rising inflation. The chance of a recession is now 47% over the next year. There we go. This is what we wondered, because over the last couple of years, a lot of people have quit jobs, right? They've made changes in their lives, and we're wondering what they're living off of. And now, apparently, we're finding out with inflation, not much left.
I'm just baffled by the number of people who are on the sidelines. They're not reflected in the unemployment numbers because they're not looking for work.
Right.
And so what are they doing there? Why are so many businesses still short of employees?
23% said they have no emergency savings at all. 28% some savings, but not enough to cover 3 months. Only 27% said they had enough savings to cover about 6 months worth of expenses. So we always see these surveys every now and then, and this one heading towards the dire side again.
A lot of people can't do math.
We are monitoring and have been the LA County Board of Supervisors talking about dopey Barbara Ferrer's return of the indoor mask mandate. We'll give you updates on that.
Are they still talking? Have they voted to endorse her bogus suggestions? It's over?
I don't know that they vote, but...
Well, they could vote and say we're overruling her.
There was no vote.
No vote? No. So this is going to go into effect if she pulls the trigger on it with her fake statistics?
The metrics are improving, so maybe not.
The metrics.
The phony metrics.
Yeah, that's another word I'm banning. Metrics. When did numbers become metrics?
Metrics. Well, it's supposed to be a host of statistics, right?
Yeah.
Let's move to one of the big stories from the weekend and your update. This was the shooting at Peck Park in San Pedro Sunday afternoon, just before 4 o'clock. There apparently was a gunfight after a dispute at a softball game. We have an update on the story now coming from KTLA reporter Lauren Lister.
Extra police and ranger patrols seen at an otherwise quiet Peck Park less than 24 hours after a chaotic and deadly shooting broke out on a Sunday afternoon, killing two men and injuring six others.
And shots fired, rang out, people, you know, ran for safety. You know, my emotions are really all over the place.
This witness did not want to be identified, telling us how she and others jumped into action to help one of the victims.
Went over there to help him. I applied, you know, the CPR.
LAPD says the victims were reported at the baseball diamond just before 4 o'clock, and it was not an active shooter situation.
the shooting was based on a dispute.
At the park Sunday, two events drawing crowds. A permitted softball game, park staff says happens regularly, and an unpermitted car show. As police search for multiple suspected shooters, concerned residents speaking out.
Hopefully, we'll have more LAPD presence. We'll have more attention to the things that are going on.
Last night's event was chaotic. As folks were trying to leave the park, paramedics were trying to come in. Life-saving procedures were delayed.
Some calling to make sure community gatherings have an opportunity to be permitted and for action to restore a sense of safety.
Right now, we have a community that's afraid to come to this park, which is a shame. So with that said, as a community, we're going to have to work together.
And the coroner has not yet identified the two men killed. The injured, a mix of males and females, they are all said to be in stable condition. Now, who was having the softball game here? It was an LA nonprofit that's website says it's dedicated to gang intervention and prevention. No comment from them tonight. They say they're still trying to sort out just what happened. Police do say they believe one suspect was gang affiliated, but they don't know what exactly was behind the dispute. Anyone with information is asked to call LAPD. And that town hall is being held at the gym here at the park tomorrow.
God, she danced for 2 minutes. The softball teams were gang members. The car show were put together by gang members.
They talked to a gang interventionist by the name of Skip Townsend, said a local nonprofit organizes a softball league. It began 5 years ago to safely bring together members of different Crips sets. Yeah, I guess there are like the Crips gang, but there's subsets of the Crips gang, different little offshoots, subsidiaries.
These are all gang guys who sell drugs and carry murderous weapons. They commit crimes every day. That's their business. That's their profession.
They wanted to point out that in the years they've done this, it's been only one other homicide before.
Oh, only one. It's only our second.
Well, two guys died.
You were in a softball league for years, right? How many murders happened in your league?
None that I know of.
None that you know of.
I don't think anybody was even beat up or stabbed or...
God.
I have no knowledge of that happening.
Did you see her report, though? Who was this? Lauren Lister?
Yeah, Lauren
danced
Lister.
Around the whole thing. She wouldn't say the truth. That you had softball teams made up of gang members and fake car shows made up of gang members. And they started acting like gang members and everybody's shocked and appalled. What are you shocked and appalled about? What do you think gang members do all day?
They're trying to reform their ways and be peaceful. The game was a way for them to be in each other's company without thinking about shooting.
You know what would reform them? Long stay in prison. Then if they kill each other, it'll just happen in the prison exercise yard.
Wow. Next hour.
Everyone's lost their freaking minds.
Joe Buscaino has organized a town hall event. It's coming up at 5 o'clock at the gym at Pet Park. Representatives from LAPD and LA Department of Recs and Park will come, I guess, to talk about safety issues. I don't know.
Do you know how much?
As you heard Joe say on our show yesterday, he thinks there should be armed park rangers there.
Yeah, there should be, so you could shoot the gang members when they get out of hand. Did you hear them dancing around whether it was a permitted game or unpermitted car show? What does a permit have to do with it? Why would you give a permit to a gang? Why would you do that?
Because
why would you
engaging in softball and car events is a way to give them something positive to do and not focus on gang events.
Oh, well, what went wrong then?
Or gang doings.
You know, they all have nice press release.
Well, it's
quotes.
Probably one guy's fault. He got so worked up, he pulled out a gun. Some argument.
Listen to this.
The rest of the people may have been peaceful.
That Skip Townsend, he and other leaders were a few miles away from the park participating in the monthly peace ride.
The peace ride.
To promote solidarity in high crime areas. Well, it's funny. Me and my neighbors, we don't have to have a special peace ride to keep us from killing each other.
But here's the thing. You always ask and you always complain and scream. What are these programs that they have that are supposed to turn gang members away from crime? Well, these are the kinds of things.
And they don't work. Nonprofits
that have these events.
And the nonprofits.
This supposedly is supposed to bring down the level of violence.
But it doesn't.
Well, it didn't on Sunday.
No.
Well, there was only one murder in the previous four
we've
years.
We've got 15-year highs in crime and shootings, and most of the murders and shootings are in the gang areas. So no, these programs don't work, and everybody knows they don't work.
They'll tell you without them, there'd be even more dead bodies.
There's not if you put them all in prison. Put them in prison.
Oh, prison.
Prison. Yes, remember that?
Prison. No, they're gone.
Yeah, well, we could build new ones. Wouldn't take long.
The county's giving up on prisons.
I like this. Skip Townsend. Because he was at the peace ride, he was left to wonder if the violence might have been prevented had he and others had been at the park. What would you do? Please don't shoot each other. Please.
Yes, he would have calmed everyone down.
It's just a softball game. No reason to shoot each other. What are you going to do? He said he would have told the combatants, you're not going to do it here. You're not going to ruin what we have. Oh, wow. Is that all it takes? Just say, you're not going to do that here. Okay, I'll put my lethal weapon down and not blow this guy's head off because you said so.
When we come back, first up will be the word that you need to possibly win the $1,000 by entering it at the KFI website. And then we'll turn our attention to the other big sort of, well, what's the term they're using for it? Not suspicious activity, but questionable activity. Mm-hmm. That's the 6th Street Bridge in downtown Los Angeles, which I think if they don't get control of this, is going to turn into something as violent as what happened in that park in San Pedro. More coming up.
John and Ken, people are so naive.
This Board of Supervisors meeting we've been talking about?
Yeah.
It was all done on Zoom. They're all in little boxes here. And it's pretty funny. Barbara Ferrer is like just a shadow. You can't see her face. She's just this dark cloud. This is really funny looking. Holly Mitchell's wearing a mask, sitting there all by herself.
She's wearing a mask on Zoom?
Yeah, Holly Mitchell, right. Somebody on their Twitter feed sent out a little bit of the video of them on this Board of Supervisors. I'll give you more on this in the 5 o'clock hour. There was more from Sheila Kuehl, which is classic stuff.
Sheila
Kuehl. But if you don't like wearing a mask, you are a snowflake weepy, is what she's calling it.
Snowflake weepy.
We'll play that audio again.
And she finds shoes more oppressive than masks.
Snowflake weepies.
Yep, snowflake weepy. One of these people she's losing her teeth, so she whistles.
Does she need the dentures reset, or what? What's the story there?
I don't know. What's wrong with implants? Today's tech. Oh, you know what? You can't get implants if you're old and there's no bone,
there's
nothing to really.
At 81, I don't know.
There's not much left there to tie them down, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Snowflake weepies.
Weepies.
There's a SH on the end of weepies.
Remember the Christmas song? All I want for Christmas, my two front teeth.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about what they're going to do with the 6th Street Bridge. It was closed on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. I didn't hear about a closure last night. A little calm down on a Monday. Because there's all sorts of questionable behavior going on. People are setting off fireworks. They're getting haircuts. They're climbing up the archways. They're doing street racing.
Graffiti.
They're doing graffiti. It's become quite an entertainment show.
Yeah, it's the gang guys.
We have this report from Ed Laskos and Fox 11 about some plans.
Dash cam video, and that's the sound of the latest crash that leaves more wreckage and brings in a crowd, some even climbing atop the steel arches. It's just another night of lawlessness here on the new 6th Street Bridge.
We're going to be out in full force. If we see you conducting any illegal activity, we will stop it, we will cite you, and if we need to, we'll take you to jail.
Because your patients are running thin, huh?
Well, yeah.
LAPD has had enough already, vowing a crackdown with extra patrols to shut down the street takeovers. And shut down the burnouts and the accidents. That, along with all the other craziness, from climbing on top of the bridge to, believe it or not, getting a haircut right in the middle of the bridge.
We're not going to let a tiny group of individuals, whether they're racers, folks who want to graffiti the bridge,
want
to go viral at the expense of the beauty of this bridge. We're not going to let them get away
Give us
with
a pledge
it.
Of
the
allegiance.
LA City Councilman Kevin De Leon. The bridge sits in his council district, and he says safety changes are coming soon.
These are his voters.
Cameras on the bridge is surely going to happen very soon. The real possibility of having a median down the middle of the bridge. in order to prevent those folks who are using the bridge for donuts.
While others who've been walking the bridge, enjoying L.A.'s newest, brightest landmark, say it really all comes down to respect.
Doing burnouts, wrecking all this. I mean, just walking up here, there's car accident trash the whole way down. So you kind of wish they would have a little more respect for, you know, what it is for the city.
Yeah.
And now live, I'm told that the city is also very seriously considering talking to the California Highway Patrol and having the Highway Patrol get involved here, start patrolling the bridge, trying to ease up some of this craziness that's going on here, because I'll tell you, they are really concerned about safety on that bridge. They're concerned, and the last thing they want to see is someone getting hurt in some of those street takeovers, or really, worse yet, somebody falling off the bridge to their death just to get that picture or that video that'll go viral.
Wow.
That's Ed Laskos from Fox 11. Speed bumps, a center median, and fencing are some of the ideas.
Well, speed bumps are going to create traffic, of course.
But then you can't. It's a little harder to do the racing and the
game is talking about
the stunts.
The lack of respect. Well, I mean, the values of the parents raising these guys. It's all guys.
They claim they're outsiders. These are not community people doing this.
Outsiders from where?
Well, it doesn't say.
Beverly Hills.
They're the anarchists from Seattle. I don't know.
People always blame outsiders.
They're agitators. Do.
No. The outsiders are insiders somewhere. These people are not outsiders.
Yes, that's what they're claiming.
Stop it.
These are not from the neighborhood in East L.A. and Boyle Heights.
Right, sure.
No, these are terrible outsiders who've come here to disrupt and hurt our neighborhood. Oh, I'm just looking at some guy doing a stunt. It was a street takeover, so he blocked traffic. No, and he just does a bunch of
They're young guys spins. Raised without any discipline, they're not taught respect, they're not taught restraint. And, most of them probably don't have active fathers in their lives. Because that's what the dad's job is, to teach respect and restraint. And how to channel all your male energy into something useful, like sports, for example, or work.
Wow, you should see the long-term plans. The downtown side of the bridge is going to have a rain garden, a planted seating area, a play and performance lawn, a sculpture garden, a meadow, a dog play area, an adult fitness section, cafe, restrooms, a slope river gateway, and an urban forest and terraces. Good luck. How long will that be torn apart?
It'll
look like MacArthur Park.
All you need is some street racers, and they'll go barreling through all that and flattening
everybody.
Oh,
on the Boyle Heights side, they want a skateboard area, a meadow, a picnic area, a synthetic turf soccer field.
Well, the civilized people have to tell Kevin DeLeon and LAPD they want everybody thrown in jail repeatedly for a long period of time.
You got a crowded jail now.
Oh, I'd be built jail.
You got all
prisons.
The homeless in there. You got everybody on the 6th Street Bridge in there. You got everybody at the park in San Pedro in there.
Solves all the problems.
And you got everybody that posts anything online about killing people.
Yes.
Your jails are crowded.
Oh, I'd build a big sprawling one in the
desert.
You're
going to have to raise a lot of taxes.
Nah, prisons are cheap.
not the prison guard money.
Well, I put them in jail, too.
All right, we got more coming up.
Bleeding too much money out of it.
I put them in jail, too.
Johnny, they could guard themselves.
That was just an ad rapidly read for an accounting job with some sort of Taiwan seafood. Maybe I should take it.
What? Yeah. I missed the ad. I wasn't...
It's kind of unusual that it was a guy reading very quickly about a job opening, accounting, with some sort of a seafood company.
Oh, there you go.
Reading through all of the...
You got something you can transition to there.
Maybe I should. The Moist Line is coming back 3 days. Leave your messages on the iHeartRadio app. That's easy to do with the microphone icon. Call the toll-free number. It's been there for years. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
I was just telling Deborah, you know that story we did the other day on the Tara flour in the vegan food service? Remember we had the attorney on?
Yes, it's Bill Marler.
Bill Marler. Well, he's
a law firm that represents people that have suffered from food poisoning.
They eat this vegan food, and the tower flour makes you lose your gallbladder and your liver.
Well,
no, they're taking out gallbladders by the dozens. Well, they are.
You shortened the story, but sure.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go through the whole
thing. I think
again.
Everybody that's eaten it has lost a gallbladder.
There's another company called Revive Superfoods. Deborah, you got this? Revive Superfoods.
Revive, okay.
Smoothie maker. It's being sued. Same, our attorney friend there, Bill Marler again. Mm. And it uses Tara flour as well because its customers are losing their gallbladders too.
The way he explained it was something about, I don't know, that the Tara flour itself isn't going to destroy your gallbladder, but there's something about the way it was, whether it was mixed or something.
Processed, yeah. Remember he said there's one way you process it to make a tanning ingredient.
Oh.
And then another way you can make it as a food ingredient. And he's thinking
they may
maybe
have mixed up.
Maybe the processes got mixed up there. Let's see. It's the pineapple and mango smoothie. There's federal lawsuits against Revive Superfoods based in Toronto. Tara flour is an ingredient from the seeds of Tara trees in Peru.
Yes.
So there you go.
Boy, poor Tara flour is under the gun. I wouldn't, I'd be looking for it in all your products, Deborah Marks.
Oh, I know. That's what I said. I said to John, because sometimes I will go and buy a smoothie and it just says vegan protein powder. So
yeah. She could be walking down the hallway and her gallbladder drops out.
Hopefully not, Ken.
Hey, what's that on the carpeting?
Oh, God.
Hey, Deborah, you forgot your gallbladder. It's right here.
Deborah's losing her organs.
People don't think much about their gallbladder. I know. It's a strange name for it.
Till it gets inflamed.
All right, we'll have a full report for you at 5:05 on this Board of Supervisors in L.A. County. Talking about the indoor mask mandate, there's some funnies in there, especially from the near-toothless Sheila Kuehl. Just got the breeze flowing through her teeth. That'll come up at 5:05. All right. So somebody put a thermometer in hell because I think it just froze over.
What happened?
The John and Ken Show agrees with Governor Dippity Doo.
Oh, yes. I had the same thought today.
That just doesn't happen, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But your ballot will be busy in November. Actually, you know, 7 ballot propositions is not that bad. I thought there'd be more.
Well, there have been double digits many years.
Yeah, because this is not a presidential election year where the turnout is much larger. It is a governor's race, but there's really nobody else on the ballot besides Newsom. This is all about one of the ballot measures. It's not the one about online gambling, which is getting all the attention. It's one we'll call the Lyft ballot measure, L-Y-F-T, the rideshare company, Proposition 30. And the John and Ken Show and Gavin Newsom say no.
Dippity
and
two, dippity two, Gavin,
the Howard
Gavin,
Jarvis Taxpayers two. Association also says no.
And the California Teachers Association says no.
No, that one I haven't figured out why yet.
Well, I think that's why Newsom says no, because they said no.
Oh, that's too easy, their puppet.
Yeah.
This little Gavin Newsom puppet, you put it on your knee and it just lean in.
So
meet the moment.
Lyft wants to impose a wealth tax.
1.75% on people who make more than $2 million a year. 1.7, which would bring the effective tax rate over 15%. It's for, the one that they'll play up, wildfire prevention. Right. No, actually, it's to help Lyft deal with going all electric with its cars.
It creates subsidies and infrastructure for electric cars. Lyft wants an all-electric car fleet, but they have to get their drivers to buy the car. The electric cars are way too expensive, so Lyft thought, we'll sponsor a referendum to raise taxes on the wealthy. And then we'll use that money so that our Lyft drivers can afford their electric cars. They'll get a state subsidy.
Yeah, because all of its drivers are supposed to be electric vehicles by 2030. So they know this is going to be expensive. They're looking for the taxpayer. Oh, I found out why the Teachers Association opposes it. Oh, this makes sense. You see, because apparently this proposition dedicates all the money towards, you know, the electric car industry. And they don't like that because they say they always grab money for the schools.
Right. For them.
That's right. They're saying this puts a lockbox on income taxes. No, I get it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of greed bags now scrambling with each other. But the idea that a private company would bankroll a major tax increase so that its employees can get electric cars, That's crazy. If
that
Lyft wants to get
they wouldn't have to subsidize or otherwise pay for, it
right.
would be Lyft.
Let Lyft subsidize the electric cars for the employees. Why should we have a tax benefit a company? I don't understand that.
I hope this goes down to defeat because Lyft has already spent $8 million on this.
And these bastards then came up with a cover story. They're going to send a small amount of money for wildfire prevention.
Yes,
well, you know
that'll be the ads.
That the ads will be 100% about wildfire prevention, and nobody will know it's actually to buy Lyft drivers electric cars. I mean, it's so devious and so dishonest. But they, you know what's scary? They thought this would work. They thought, yeah, we can pull this off.
Well, they might.
They might, yeah. It's going to be harder now.
You think? Because of Newsom or?
If they put money behind it. If Newsom and the California Teachers Association puts money for ads saying that this is horrible, that this is a bailout of a big tech company.
Oh, I see. They probably will put no on 30 ads.
You know, if all that runs is, hey, we need this money for to stop the wildfires, and it's only on millionaires, well, then no, it would win. But if they're serious about stopping it, Newsom and the teachers union can.
Not surprising. It has a lot of support from the Democrats in Sacramento.
Of course.
7 Democratic state senators, 16 Democratic assembly members support Proposition 30, but now the governor, the John and Ken show, and Howard Jarvis say no.
They don't want to run for re-election in a year they're raising taxes, so they're happy to have Lyft do the dirty work. When we first discovered this story, I immediately, on the air, deleted my Lyft app.
That's right, you did.
And I've taken no Lyft rides since. I took just Uber.
It'd be hard
rides.
To do without the app.
Right, well.
What about your family?
I don't know. They don't use Lyft.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Lyft and Uber must make sure that 90% of the miles logged by their drivers are in electric vehicles by 2030. So they want financial help in doing this.
Now, is that a state? Is that some kind of
state? I think it's a state mandate, yes.
Oh, man. Oh, things are going to be so screwed up. Nobody could afford the damn cars. I just read another.
Oh, yeah, I just clicked the story. May 20th, 2021, California approves electric car mandate for Uber and Lyft. The Air Resources Board did approve this back then, that 90% of miles logged by Uber and Lyft drivers have to be in electric cars by 2030.
Lyft drivers can't afford it.
The clean mile standard.
I read that the average electric car costs 75% of one's median salary in this country.
Hmm.
Nobody's going to do this. And they're not. You know, I mean, generally outside of California, electric sales are minimal.
Yeah, I was surprised, though. I ordered, I think it was Uber, and a Tesla showed up. I was surprised at that.
Did you
3.
Order that Uber Black
No,
option?
Nothing special.
That
just
was
a regular Uber. Yeah, I got charged the regular
My
fare.
God, I can afford a Tesla. What's he doing driving an Uber?
I think the company, I don't remember. I didn't ask him, but
that's odd.
It was a 3 is, you know, it's not incredibly expensive. The Tesla 3.
Oh, right. That's starter Tesla.
It's the smaller one. And it's the one that if you get the white one, it's thousands of dollars less because you don't have to pay for the paint color. So a lot
is
of people
that
have
right?
white ones. Yeah, that's what
that.
I've heard. A lot of people have the white 3s. They're like, I'm already spending this much money. I'm spending thousands more to get the color. Just give me the white one.
They charge that much for paint?
Yeah, it's thousands, yeah, for your specific color that you pick out.
And people do? All right.
People do, yeah. All right. We got more coming up.
John and Ken.
The wacky Board of Supervisors, led by Sheila Kill, weighs in on the pending, looming indoor mask mandate returning to LA County. We'll get to that at 5:05. And it's a big story next hour. World War III is coming. I'll tell you why. It has nothing to do with Putin and Russia. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
So all my basement supplies, I'm going to get to use them.
Hopefully you will. Mm-hmm. We could really have something bad happening. We'll tell you what could instigate that in the 5 o'clock hour. Okay, I have an update. John Cobelt, you're missing out on the fun. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot is now $830 $1 million for tonight.
Well, I've already saved $2 over the last week.
You have.
By not buying.
Actually, the last 3 months, it's been building since April, I think.
Yeah, but you tried to tempt me with $660 million, and then what was it, $730
million? Yes, it was. Now it's $830 million. $830
million.
It just updated. It was $810 most of the day. It's now $830. Your odds, all right, they're not good. One in 302.5 million. Of having all the numbers.
That's almost as many people as there are in the country.
That is true. That kind of makes it sound like everybody buys a ticket.
So
right?
You should have...
And we all have different numbers.
So you should have more than one set of numbers bet.
Yes. But you could win $1 million for matching five of the numbers, just missing the mega ball.
Do you know the odds of that?
One in 12.6 million.
Oh, that's easy then. I could do that.
Now you're going to buy a ticket because you might match five numbers and win $1 million.
I just don't want to be seen standing in line. That would be embarrassing.
I never stand in line. Where are you seeing all these lines?
Well, when it gets to crazy,
the drawings are days apart. You could buy it tomorrow if nobody wins tonight. Buy it tomorrow. There'll be no line. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
But there's a few people, because the drawing's at 8 o'clock. They'll be lined up at 7:30.
I only think of it when you say something or I hear it in the news. By then, it's too late because now it's $830 million. The whole world knows there'll be lines.
In a bid for publicity, really, the founder of Raising Cane's Chicken Tenders, do you ever eat those, John, Raising Cane's, has purchased tickets for all of his employees. 50,000 employees. Now, it's $2 a ticket, so you can see he spent some big bucks on this.
Mm.
However, if any of the tickets hit the lucky numbers, you have to split the prize among everybody. So everybody doesn't get their own ticket. He's just buying 50,000 tickets and saying, this is for all of us.
You got to share it with 50,000 other people?
Yeah, so what's 50,000 into 300 and, or rather, what did I say, 830 million? I don't know.
I'm going to look that up on my calculator.
And by the way, I wanted to mention that, because people always like to know this crap. You can, of course, take the lump sum, or you can take it like an annuity. Most people choose the lump sum.
It's $16,600 per person. That's not much.
But if you're working at Chicken Tender Place, it's not a bad...
Yeah, I guess, but...
So the $830 million payout, depending on where you live, would come down to about $488 million after taxes.
If you took the lump sum?
Yeah, I think so. Although I saw one story that said it might only be $300 million.
That's not worth it then.
After you take the lump sum and then you take the taxes out.
See, it's overhyped. They say $800 million, but it's really $300 million.
This is the third largest Mega Millions jackpot. We reached $1 billion twice.
And you split that with 50,000 people, and it's just over $9,000.
If nobody wins tonight, it will be $1 billion for the next draw, which is Friday. All right, coming up next, we got new audio from Sheila Toothless Kuehl.
Yeah, this is supposed to be very good.
The L.A. County supervisor is really worked up over people that do not wear masks.
She's on a rampage. You people on the West Side, why do you do this to the city? You send in Sheila Kuehl, and she's a lunatic. She's screaming about shoes and masks.
She's done. She's done this year.
Oh, she done.
Snowflake weepies.
Snowflake weepies. John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.